This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he's narrowed down his list of possible Supreme Court nominees to five people and expects to announce his choice to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg by Friday or Saturday. Mr. Trump has said he will name a woman and identify three of his choices as Amy Coney Barrett, Barbara Lagoa, and Alison Jones Rushing, three conservatives he appointed to federal appellate court judgeships in recent years. He declined to name the other two possible choices in an interview Monday on the Fox and Friends show. Mr. Trump said, "We have an obligation to do what's right and act as quickly as possible." He dismissed the contention by his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, that the winner of the November 3rd presidential election ought to make the court selection after being inaugurated in January. Mr. Trump said the Senate should vote to confirm his nominee before the election. He said there was zero chance that the Democrats wouldn't try to fill a Supreme Court vacancy if they controlled both the presidency and the Senate, as Republicans do now. Meanwhile, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the U.S. Supreme Court justice who died of cancer on Friday, will lie in repose this week at both the U.S. Supreme Court and the Capitol building before her private internment ceremony at her Arlington National Cemetery next week. The Supreme Court announced the arrangements on Monday after she died of cancer Friday at age 87. The liberal and feminist icon is expected to lie in repose at the Supreme Court Wednesday and Thursday, where members of the public can pay their last respects. Friday, her body will be moved to the U.S. Capitol building, where friends, family, and fellow Supreme Court justices will attend a private ceremony. You can find more on these and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.